Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to another Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Today, you have no host.
Yes.
We decided to take over.
The ladies are taking control.
The pillar lids are taking control. And my name is Marion Glover. I manage the programs under the business pillar.
And hello, this is Susan, and I manage on the education side, so I'm the education pillar lead.
And I am Amy, and I have recently taken over the community pillar, so I am the community pillar lead.
Oh, yes.
Very exciting.
Welcome, very exciting. So Amy, actually, do you want to sort of talk about your background, what you've done before you came to Shaping?
Yeah, of course. So I was born and raised along the south coast, so I'm from Chichester, not too far away. And I've been working in the Gunwolf Keys guest services department for the past year or so, kind of on and off.
So does it mean that since I know you now, I can get like an extra discount?
I wish. I mean, if you come with me, then like maybe. Okay. But like your key discounts are if you're staying in the hotel or if you travel by train. Travel by train, you get 10% off.
Ooh,
some places.
Actually,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go to the guest services department if you travel by train and show them your train ticket, and you should get like a little card.
So it has to be one of the train stops within the city.
So it'd be one of the Portsmouth train stops, yeah. Mm. So either Portsmouth Harbour, Portsmouth and South Sea.
Or Fratton.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But before that, I actually studied in Dublin for four years doing a business and management degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I've recently completed that, which is super exciting. And that also involved a year abroad in Australia.
Oh, wow.
So kind of been all over the shop.
Where in Australia did you?
In Melbourne.
Wow. How was that experience?
Oh, my gosh, amazing. But, like, you meet so many people.
Yeah,
like,
I can imagine.
And then you come back to Portsmouth and it's just, I feel like the community here is so much more diverse. Like, something I've really noticed in, like, Dublin and especially in Melbourne, like, a lot of the community is very segmented. So you've got like the British and Irish kind of suburb, and then you've got the Greek suburb and the Italian suburb.
Oh.
Whereas in Portsmouth, it's like everyone's much more integrated together.
Is it more
which is really
like
nice.
An island spirit or do you
island
see
mentality
any
is what they call it?
I think it is. Portsmouth definitely has a bit of an island mentality, I've got to admit. But I didn't realise that 75% of people from Portsmouth live on the island.
Mm.
Like, that's huge.
It's
massive.
Love it here as well.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Just come here, went to school here, and then we've stayed because it's really nice. People here are really lovely. And
Yeah, it is great. And especially, it's just, I love the diversity.
Yes,
yeah.
And everyone's so nice.
Yes.
You've got people that are in the armed forces. You've got people that have come to visit.
Mm.
You've got people that are living here, people that have lived here their whole life. And there's so many students as well.
Yeah.
And everyone is always willing to band together to get things done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of why I'm glad that I'm taking over the community pillar.
Yes.
Because I'm like,
you
yes,
can drive,
the community.
Yes.
I'm like, drive it forward.
Drive it, make it, shape it, shape the community of
shaping
the city.
The community. Exactly.
I love it.
Anyway, so what's currently going on with the business pillar? So we've got a couple of programs.
Yes. The business pillar is mostly, like, what I'm really excited for the business pillar is the workshops, the business support workshops that we've been running since. So we did our first one, which was the soft launch with Action Coach last year. So towards the end of last year, we had the first Action Coach workshop, and that went really well. And then after conference this year, we sort of gave an update on what we did last year with the program. And then we partnered with Jody Goodchild to run more workshops, and it's been fantastic. The numbers are fantastic, the feedback is fantastic. And we just hope that going forward, you know, we're able to plug those gaps, like those services that the businesses actually are like asking for and need. Small businesses in the city, around the city, those offerings that they need. We're hoping that we can partner with other businesses in the city, other individuals who can offer those services, that out to the businesses in the city, and hopefully that would, you know, help the small businesses thrive, to grow and
make Portsmouth number one city.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. And the cruise program as well has just been incredible. We're really lucky in that we have Vanessa Busfield. If you don't know Vanessa, then I don't know.
You get to know.
A rock.
If you don't know Vanessa, get to know.
Yeah, she's just an amazing leader. She's the program lead for the Meet and Greet, and we've been really lucky to have her. And then we've just gone into, like, fully gone into the summer period, which is like the peak cruise period.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
We're having a lot of ships come in, a lot of call ships. And the ambassadors have just been amazing and helping to, welcome passengers and direct them and offer advice and whatever it is that the passengers need.
Which is so exciting.
It is. How about you, actually? How long have you, you've worked here a week now?
3 weeks.
Whoa. Has it been 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Wow.
So slowly getting my
feet. What's the verdict? Are you
there are these two girls that I work with that I'm like,
I don't know about them.
We butt heads a little bit. But no, it's actually great. It's really nice. And especially just like with obviously you guys know all the patrons a lot better. You know the partners, you've already established those relationships. Whereas I've kind of only got Gumwolf on my side right now, which I will use.
Yes.
Sorry, Gumwolf. You will be getting used and abused by me. But I'm really trying to reach out to a lot more people, and you guys are so helpful in doing that. Like, even the introductory emails, because sometimes, especially when you're like cold emailing someone, like they're kind of like, okay, it's a new girl to the team, but like, is it really that important? Whereas where you guys already have the established relationships. And you're like, this is Amy, it's kind of like a bit warmer for me to go in and be like, hey, do you want to do this for me? Do you want to be part of this
and
program?
This is what I need from you.
Let me use you completely for free. No, but it's actually like, honestly, I've got a lot of like respect for all the volunteers and all the partners that we work with, because especially at the minute we've got, we're working with the City Council to do this Employability Academy for care leavers and young people, which is obviously a huge, huge thing, and it's super important. And Kev at the council has been absolutely amazing. He has...
Shout out to Kev.
He is incredible. He has arranged the whole project. And the sessions are so good. They're so well planned. And people are turning up. Like, it's actually a really good turnout.
So, I think we have the best, like, partners. They're so amazing. And
they're so willing to help.
Yeah.
Like, I've had to reach out to so many people to be like, hey, do you want to speak at this academy? Because it's all well and good, Kev and I being there. But you want, especially when you're trying to increase employability, you want that professional experience.
Yes,
and, like, you want people from different fields and different sectors because you want, like, a big overview. So I've been having to reach out to a lot of partners, and they're all the responses I've got have been so positive. And the amount of, honestly, we sent out a big email the other day to kind of all of the partners to be like, hey, has anyone fit this criteria that might be able to help with the Employability Academy? It's short notice, it's literally 2 weeks away. And I got so many emails back being like, oh my gosh, yes, amazing. And then it put me in the position where I'm like, I'm going to have to reject people.
Actually, we have too many people.
I need everyone to calm down. You'll all get a turn, but maybe not this time round. So that's one of my big projects at the minute, and I'm really excited about it. And it's going really well so far.
Tell us a little bit more, like, what kind of sessions you are doing at the moment.
So the big one we've currently got is the Care Leavers Employability Academy. That also kind of applies for young people in the NEETS category, so the not in education, training or employment category. So I think that's one of our big priorities at the minute, is making sure that cohort of people are really getting into employability, getting given opportunities that they wouldn't normally be given, and they have that training and those skills to back it up. A couple of other cohorts on the program we're looking at working with the probation service to try and get individuals who are just probation ending and looking to now get into full-time employment. And working with the Society of St. James as well to try and get kind of people who are struggling with homelessness or have struggled with homelessness into employment as well. Another massive part of the community pillar is the charity support network.
Yes.
Which, again, is a difficult one. And it's very emotional sometimes. Like, it really does, like, touch your heart.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a couple of meetings to go and reach out to charities, see how we can help. Mm-hmm. And in some situations, it's so desperate. Like, it's just built, they really want to build that network.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to connect with the community and they want to understand exactly how the community can help them and how they can help the community in return. Like, it's never, one thing I've really learned from going to speak with charities is, like, it's never one-sided. It's not like they don't just want to take. They really want to give back as well, which is amazing. And it's not really something I expected either. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. And we're working a lot with the Hive to try and promote the community lottery. So if you haven't bought a ticket, please buy a ticket.
Oh, yes.
We're really trying to boost the community lottery, as well as trying to find trustee vacancies and volunteers to kind of fill those trustee vacancies within these community-led organisations, just to help out with kind of everyone around the community and help build, like, grow the community and help kind of make Portsmouth so interconnected that it's hard to break anyone off the relationship ladder, you know.
So if you're listening and you can help Amy,
please get involved.
Contact Amy.
Yeah.
Susan, so you've recently just taken the education pillar.
Yeah.
How's that been? How long have you, so you've been on it for how long now?
Yeah,
weeks?
Yeah. I've been with Shaping for already 1 year, and I just recently take over this education pillar lead for 3 weeks, which is just more or less the same.
we were in the same boat.
So how have you found it? Like, what are you excited for? What have you been, like, working on the pillar?
So apparently, like, it is very rewarding, I would say, because you are helping out. Again, like, I think the community mindset is something that is just irreplaceable, and it is just so amazing. And although there are a lot of words, but I think that it's pretty much rewarding. And currently I'm working with three projects, which first is apprenticeship bus project, which you might see the bus wrapping up.
We have two
pods.
Buses.
Yes.
Driving around. Free advertisement for Shaping.
Yes. So that's by us. And yeah, that project is something we have been running.
It's one of our biggest programs, and one of the popular ones, I think, the more popular one.
Yes. So for this year as well, which we are launching in Feb again. So the
Feb 2026.
Yes. So if you're listening, and if you're one of the businesses who has got apprentices, and if you want to help us out, please do reach out, because we're trying to expand our field in terms of
industry.
Industries, because
sector.
The students really, really want that, you know, diverse environment. Of course, we do have plenty of industries, you know, in the Portsmouth city. So definitely if you're from the health sector, if you're from any industry background that you could provide apprentices, please do reach out. That is that. And another bit I am working on, it's Shaped by Solent project.
Such a good cause.
Yes.
Such an amazing project.
It is. It was really overwhelming, and it's a very unique project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you are working throughout the whole year, but the images and the hard works and the efforts, everything, and the kits, the sand kits, the projects that they're working on, everything come together on our big day, which is our conference day. And it is just amazing. So that project is about SEND students who are trying to create a project. And that could be anything that's relevant to the city, relevant to the community. And currently our theme is would be on Portsmouth 100, which is coming
up.
Exciting, yes. So our theme will be around there. And we do have schools from Solent Academy, Mary Rose, and as well as we have launched to the college as well now, which is COPC and HSDC. So collaborating together, all together, we're going to make a project, and we will get one winning item from there, which would be launched awarded at the conference, and that will be sold. which we haven't decided yet at which souvenir shop. We are still figuring out that bit. But the profits that you get from there is going to feed back to the schools back to kind of support them, everything back again. So, yeah. And on the last is Explore Your Future, which is EYF project, which is one of the amazing workshop again. So in there, we just go to the schools and we try to engage directly with what the students are in requirement. So we try to fill that gap with the partners from our employers' bit. And if in terms of experiences or in terms of just in hand, you know, straight after you're done with the school, we try to just provide that experiences to the students.
I guess that's a lot of what we do is kind of hoping that, not hoping, but working with our partners, mm-hmm. And especially the program leads. Mm-hmm. I cannot say how amazing they are.
We are so thankful.
We are so thankful for our program leads. Yeah. They are absolutely incredible.
Every single one of them, they're just incredible.
They're absolutely amazing people. And they all do it because they're volunteering and they want to just help the community. Yeah. It's amazing. But I feel like a lot of what we do does end up reverting back to employability and employment in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Like
it's
linked.
It's all linked.
Yeah.
Like the business.
The pillars.
PBSS is all about helping grow those small businesses. Community pillar is a lot about trying to help those from potentially more vulnerable backgrounds or more disadvantaged backgrounds typically to get into the employment world. And then you're helping people who are younger then also get into the employment world. So it all links back to employment. Yeah. I think one thing we haven't actually mentioned is the amount of ambassador schemes. Like while we're on the subject of program leads and volunteers, like the ambassador schemes are huge, huge part of what we do. Yeah. And Marion, the cruise ambassadors, you do such a good job
honestly.
With those. It's like a whole
amazing.
New company
just,
in itself.
Honestly, we're just lucky to have them. That's like actually just because I was also gonna say while we're on the ambassadors, you're working on relaunching the ambassador, the Portsmouth ambassador program.
The big relaunch.
That is huge.
It is massive.
That's taking up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
So you're currently working on
getting the film.
The film.
So it's kind of a lot all going at once. Like you think you go kind of film and then you think about the course and you kind of think about how you're going to. Nope, we're going all at once and really just grabbed the ball by the horns. So we're working with Millstream, who have been amazing as well.
Solent Sky Services.
Solent Sky Services to make a film for the launch.
Yeah.
So we've got our two program leads,
Terrence and Andrew Starr,
being kind of the face of the video. Yeah. We've got a couple of CEOs talking. So Yvonne from Gunwharf, Dominic from the Mary Rose, Kate from Queen's Hotel, and
Vanessa.
How could I forget about Vanessa? at the cruise terminal as well. So we've got a lot of people involved, and I think it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. And then meanwhile, I'm also trying to liaise with the COPC and figure out how they delivered it last year, how we can try and get young people involved as well.
So we have our youth ambassadors as well.
Yeah, so bringing that in.
Yeah,
but I think we're going to try and combine youth ambassadors and Portsmouth ambassadors. That's the goal. So we're going to try and put in some incentives as well, see if Portsmouth ambassadors can end up being kind of CPD accredited. So young people will get UCAS points for being one of the volunteers, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
And it'd be so good for the city as well. And then, we obviously got history ambassadors alongside with John heading John Grant. And again, he's amazing.
Yes.
And they're really going to help with the course content delivery as well, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of partner work as well.
Yeah.
And again, our partners just... they're so willing to give all the time. It's amazing.
I believe so. Without our partners, I don't think so. We could even potentially run it. So.
Oh, we would not be sat here if it wasn't for our partners. We would have no idea what we're doing without them.
Yeah.
But just remember, I think the reason why it's like seems like it's so heavy right now with the community pillars because you're having to build a lot of the brands from scratch.
Yeah.
So you're doing all of that work. So once that's done and you have your structure and your processes,
then it'll be smooth sailing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the last few weeks, it's been a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
It's just meeting on meeting on meeting.
Trying to collect all the content and information, everything gathered.
It's like you've got this big puzzle and I'm currently trying to
you
know when you first tip the puzzle out of the box and like
just,
I don't know about you guys, but I like
I find the edges,
yeah, I find the corner pieces and I like group them all together.
Yeah,
so I'm currently in that stage.
Yeah.
Once I've found them all and I figured out where I am, then I can kind of put the puzzle together and hopefully start actually connecting people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we've got so many partners looking to help us with the content, and so many people have been so open to helping. I'm going to try and hopefully do a lot of kind of group work.
Mm.
So see if I can kind of put everyone in a room together and be like, right, you all have a lot of content.
Yeah.
How are we going to attack this?
I found that that's probably easier.
Yeah.
I think right now, since you're still doing your finding and trying to figure out what we need and what will work on the program, once you have that, then you can get everybody in the room.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay.
And it's like, this is a mission.
This is, yes.
Plan of attack, plan of action.
This is what I think.
We're all going to sit down.
Yes.
We're all going to sort it out. We're all going to figure it out. Everyone will be on the same page.
Yeah.
We're going to know how it's delivered. We're going to know who we're delivering it to. And it's just fingers crossed. Well, not even fingers crossed.
It's going to go well.
It,
yeah.
Just you wait for the conference.
Conference. Amy's going to be on stage.
Can I have my little microphone?
Yes.
And I will tell you all about Force Mother Masters again.
Are you good at public speaking? Do you enjoy public speaking?
I wouldn't say I enjoy it.
Oh,
I can do it. I can do it if I need to do it.
Yeah.
Especially.
I hate public speaking.
Oh no. Well, the podcast is the first step.
Well, true. Susan, do you enjoy public speaking?
Well, I'm in the mid. I used to enjoy quite a lot. Actually, I used to be a debater as well.
Oh,
yeah.
So yeah,
it's
quite
it's
a lot
like
of public
younger.
Speaking,
yeah.
But I think not anymore. I think I'm just a lot older now. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good for both of you. I shouldn't say that now because Dave would probably get me to do more speaking.
You'll be up on that stage.
Yeah, I know. We all have to do it.
You'll see Marion on the stage and you'll be like, what was she talking about? What was she talking about on the podcast?
I blame all the people who gave like Dave positive feedback from this year's conference because of the positive feedback, now I have to do it next year. So.
But it's good. It just shows you are good at it.
Yeah.
It proves you are good. So
you'll
be fine.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, we all, like, we're publicly speaking on the podcast.
True. But yeah, I just wanted to quickly mention our workplace health and wellbeing program. So we've just recently recruited Chris West from Solent Minds.
He's so lovely.
He's so lovely, honestly. And we're hoping to do more with the program. So this year, well, we started it last year. So we had our first PSA test last year, and we've had two. I'm going to say, or three this year. So out of all of the tests, so we've done 202 PSA tests in total, and we've had 8 high results come back, and one who's been confirmed one confirmed diagnosis of prostate cancer since we started.
Which is such a good program.
It
That's
is
amazing.
A good initiative.
Yeah.
It is.
And 202 is huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and we're hoping that we will be able to do more of them.
More.
Yeah, so important.
Yeah, so having Chris on is amazing. So we have our walk and talks. Actually, our next walk and talk is on Thursday.
When we're filming. It will have happened by the time this goes out.
But if you're listening, you should actually sign up to attend. I think the
September the 18th?
The 3rd. We've moved it up.
Oh, moved it up. September the 3rd.
Attend. You should come walk and talk with us September 3rd. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, we've not got an exact location yet.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of locations in mind.
Yeah.
A couple in the works.
Exciting places.
Yeah.
To go. And then, a few more initiatives like the business. We had our first business networking workshop in June, which is really good. And we're hoping that now that we have Chris on, we will have more exciting initiatives and more exciting things that we're going to do on the program.
And more networking opportunities.
And more networking opportunities.
You can people never have enough.
People love a good networking.
I love a network. I work at Shaping Portsmouth and I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
I feel like I meet everyone.
So many things.
I feel like I literally know everyone in Portsmouth. I'm like, people are just Shaping Portsmouth,
so of course, like linking, yes.
Yeah. But it's just like, everywhere I go, I'm like, I see someone. I'm like, I know you from a networking event at some point.
Yeah. Hear me out, guys. What do you guys think about having a huge picture of the entire team, like when you're driving into the on the bridge, driving into
like on the
city,
Emirates flag, like on like the little like the three way sail.
Oh my god!
Absolutely,
the entire
not.
Team.
I mean, it's got three sides, one of each of the pillar leads.
Yes, we don't even need the entire team. Just the pillar
we don't need the boys.
Just this.
Just us.
The entire lead. Amazing. And back to the business support service. Really excited for that. So we've had two new program leads as well who've recently also joined the team. So Tim and Andy. So Andy Derricks and Tim Rampton. They've been amazing. So we're working with them to not necessarily like relaunch the program, but just, like I said earlier, just sort of identify those gaps so that we'll be able to, you know, be better placed to like offer the services that the businesses, the small businesses need in the city.
And just draw on their expertise.
So
exactly.
Talking about the new leads, I think we just had Shaping Forces as well.
How have we not talked about the Shaping Forces event?
Yeah.
Kate Mizzen and Andy
Moss.
Oh my god.
They are, honestly, I thought I was running with my program.
We just said we're just gonna just rave about all of our program needs on this one.
Yeah, everyone's getting a little shout out.
No, the event was amazing.
It was a huge success.
Yeah, and it was the first one that we had, and hopefully it would be an annual event, so we'll have one next year. We had about 70 people in attendance.
And we do have seven coming and signing
as well. And we also have
seven.
In addition to Kate and Andy, we have six amazing
pillar leads. We've got a lot of pillar leads.
Supporting on the program as well.
I think it's six.
Yeah, but which was really nice.
Yeah.
It's not like they're all from the Navy. You've got someone.
So different backgrounds, like tonight.
You've got someone from the Navy, someone
from the Army,
someone from the Air Force. There are reserves in there. There's a serving member.
Yes, exactly.
And then you've got people like Sue Knight who come from armed forces families.
Well,
I feel like sometimes are a bit underrepresented at events like that. So having her there and having other people from armed forces families was so nice. Yeah. Especially with the panel.
Yeah.
So we had a big panel.
Lovely.
And you kind of got an insight into so many different people's interpretations of the way that the world views the armed forces community, and especially in Portsmouth. I think it's something like 18% of the Portsmouth community
is
armed forces community.
Yeah.
It's massive.
In the area as well, not just Portsmouth, but it's huge. And well, the primary goal and aim for the program is to make Portsmouth the number one city for the armed forces community.
Yeah.
So here's hoping.
But it was an amazing event.
It was an amazing
event. I'm so excited to see what happens next year.
Same.
I'm hoping it'll be bigger and better.
I wonder what Kate's going to pull out of her hat next year.
That woman can plan.
That was incredible.
Kate and Andy did so much for that event.
So
and they
much
have
much.
Taken the Armed Forces program and just run with it.
Damn.
And they are so good at it. They know their stuff. They just know what people are going to want to hear.
Yeah.
They know exactly how to execute these things. Yeah. Like, Andy came out in a wig.
Andy came out in a blonde wig.
Which I think shocks a lot
it
of people.
It shows dedication, doesn't it?
But those two are committed to the cause. And we obviously can't talk about the Armed Forces event without mentioning Citrus.
Oh my, Danny.
Danny from Citrus.
Danny.
Bless his heart. So they did end up winning Business of the Year. Armed Forces Business of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Just because of how much they've put into the Armed Forces.
And they sponsored, they were the official sponsors of the
event.
So that just shows, because they signed the armed forces at our PBLF
last spring.
Spring last year.
Yeah.
And then since they've signed, they've literally just been engaged with us. Yeah. They've been asking the
They're
team,
so like, proactive.
What else can exactly? What else can we do? How can we support? So yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing, and that is a man who loves networking. Yeah, if you want to network with someone, contact
Danny
Citrus.
O'Brien.
And on top of it, like if you are struggling, if you have already achieved bronze and you want to top up,
so if you sign the pledge, you need to nominate yourself to be a bronze BRS holder. And then once you have bronze and you're looking to move up the ladder to silver or gold, or you have silver, you want to move up the ladder to to gold, and you don't know what to do, just contact Shaping Portsmouth.
Contact us. I mean, we're in a process of switching who's looking after it.
Yes.
So it's a bit up in the air in terms of who you contact.
But we're out. But we always
contact
work,
someone.
Just, yes, and
we will figure it out.
We'll point you in the right direction.
The issue isn't that we've not got enough people looking after it. We've got too many.
Too many people.
So Marion and I are both looking after
you
it.
You say that now. You're saying that now, and Dave is going to get excited with workload because of that.
No, I'm sticking to my five boxes. I've been given my structure.
More work. Dave has work for you. I know, exciting. But since we're mentioning people who we really appreciate, I would like to appreciate Lisa Gibbs of the Business Digital Resilience Program. We are so lucky to have Lisa and Stephen Damon. They're just amazing. Lisa just takes that program and runs with it. We're currently working on having more initiatives and more work on the program, but at the moment, just to say to Lisa, shout out to Lisa Gibbs. Thank you for all of your work. Yeah. On the business digital.
Just shout out to
program.
All of our programmers.
And here I want to give a shout out to Simon as well.
Simon Ingram.
All I have heard about all I have heard about Simon is that he is willing to go above and beyond all the time.
Bless his soul, his soul. Yeah, he's amazing.
Carries that program on his back.
I feel like we can't mention program leads without mentioning we have recently, very, very recently, Tony Samet from Gum of Keys.
Samet.
We tracked him down.
He's previously worked for Spinning Her Tower.
Yeah. He did.
Now works for Gum of Keys.
He now works for Gum of Keys. He is so lovely, and he has just literally last week said that he's willing to become a program lead for Choose Employability.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For the Send
New information.
But specifically,
Tony's great,
he's so amazing. But it's specifically for the Send and Neets cohort, which is such a massive priority. Obviously, it kind of overlaps with the education pillar as well.
So it's
just really lovely. And Lansec, honestly.
Georgina, I want to give
they're providing.
A shout out.
Yeah. They are
Even
providing
me,
the program
Georgina
leads.
Shepherd.
Yes.
Tony Salmon.
Tony Salmon.
Yeah. But they're all, like, honestly, they're all so lovely and they're so amazing. And, like, they're really contributing a lot at the minute.
Exactly. Last but not the least, Chloe as well. Hey, shout out.
Hi, Chloe. I hope we haven't missed anybody out, but...
Yeah.
We love you guys. We're
if
really
we have,
grateful.
We have missed you. Really sorry.
We're just like really excited, Chloe. Just like
we're
going
like,
on and on.
We're like, no host. This is really exciting. Time to take over.
So thank you all so much for all of the work that you do.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to know, what did you guys do? Okay, first of all, so we do this thing at the end of the podcast.
Mm.
We ask, what is your the places in the city that you really love to go to, like, your recommendations? Is there something that you love to do in the city or places that you love to go in the city?
See, this is a really tricky one.
Should we go to Susan first?
I think go to Susan
first. Let's go to Susan first.
I think I have said that already in my previous podcast as well. I think it's going to be Canoe Lake. It is.
I call it the Swan Lake.
Oh, yes.
I love the Swan Boat.
It's my favorite because it's just 10 minutes walk from my home.
Yeah.
So I'm just privileged. And whenever I'm stressed, happy, whatever, just go and visit around. And we've got lots of great shops in South Sea area as well.
Yeah. Especially
so
now.
The Messy Chef,
summer.
I think, that's a beautiful place. Like, just perfect.
I actually haven't been there in a while. So maybe this is my nudge to walk down. Mm-hmm. Canyon Lake.
Do a little, take a little swan out.
Yeah.
Just do a little pedal on your own.
Take one out of the pond.
No, I mean like the boats. Oh my god!
And when I do, to what we heard Amy said.
Please do not steal swans. We do not condone stealing of swans, plastic or alive. We are not condoning this behavior.
But no, I would love to see you on Canoe Lake. Just inside the little swan pedal boat.
Just like, yeah, going, yeah.
Just
like,
on your own.
Yeah.
In the middle of a work day with your laptop.
I take a selfie every like, day. This is what I'm doing today.
You'll go straight on
Instagram. Monday morning.
Monday morning meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, what have I done? Ooh, so it's not specifically a place. I love Gone with Keys. But then just this weekend, I went to see F1, the movie with Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And what's his name? Something Idris?
Idris Elba?
No, not Elba. The other guy. I don't know. He's younger. Last name's Idris. Well, first name's Idris. I don't know. Brad Pitt. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, go see it. So I love the movies. So I would recommend View Portsmouth.
View Portsmouth.
Portsmouth. Love it.
But you've got the racing lounge down there as well.
Yes, we do. Full Send Racing. They're also one of the businesses actually in our business support service. It's a new what's it called?
It's just recently opened a couple of months ago.
So if you haven't been, you should go.
And it's a lovely setup inside. It's really you have to go. They've got a little makeshift podium as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to pretend you've just won at the actual Formula
One. So do they actually have like simulations?
Yes,
they do have as well.
Yeah, so they've got I think about 8, 9, maybe 10 little simulators, and you can sit in the racing seat and you can drive around. Yeah, and you end up on a leaderboard. So I would definitely go, and probably very fitting after you just watched the F1 movie as well. The best thing to go. And it's just like a 3-minute walk away.
Exactly.
So it's kind of perfect.
It is.
I don't know what I can't really pinpoint one place as I do not.
But you cannot say Gone with Keys.
Oh, yes, okay. You are not allowed to say that.
I really like the King's Theatre.
Oh,
I love the King's Theatre. I think it's so lovely. I've been to so many shows there.
Yeah.
I saw The Wedding Singer there, actually.
Seen that
a while ago.
Good.
Really good. Potentially one of my favorite musicals to date.
Mm.
Really good. And you've always got to love the pantomimes there as well.
Yeah.
The pantomimes are so good at Christmas. Like, you can't go wrong with a pantomime. Okay. And then weirdly up the road there is a karaoke bar. And I went for a friend. They're up that road.
You guys.
Slow
girls stay out. I feel like we're cussing out the boys.
I would love the boys to also come.
We should have gotten Chloe on this as well.
Then we would have had all the girls.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, there's a karaoke bar and they do a really good J2O.
Ooh.
So, and if you know anything about me, I love a J2O.
Ooh.
I can't get enough. So I would, maybe King's Theatre, then the karaoke bar.
Yeah.
You're really feeling
good. Girls
good
stay
night
out.
Shady yeah.
Girls stay out.
Yeah.
But that would be my recommendation, I think.
Exciting.
If I couldn't say that. Because I do love the food options in Gone.
I do too. I do too love it there.
Yeah.
I think that's everything, actually.
Yeah.
Is there anything else anybody wants to add?
No, I think that's everything for today.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening. And if you've listened to the end, thank you for listening. Thank you for spending time with us today.
In our little chit-chat.
With
girly
Marianne,
gossip session.
Amy and Susan.
Yay!
Have a lovely day or night. I don't know.
Whenever you're listening. But have a lovely night. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day.
And if you'd like to get involved with us, know more about us and the projects we're running, just reach out to us on info@shapingportsmouth.co.uk.
Have
a lovely time ahead.
Bye!
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth. Working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.